Welcome, everyone. Half seven, Monday night. You know the score. Hour and a half now of some amazing, relaxing classical trap shows. So this is the classical trap on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. My name's Tony. And we're just going to chill out now to the Americans. I thought it's time we let the Americans do the show. So we're going to showcase them tonight. Right, okay. So what better way to start than at the movies? So many blockbusters we can remember have very distinctive music from a certain composer, and he shall be named as Mr. John Williams. This is just one of them, one of the blockbuster pieces of the music he wrote. Away. As if you didn't know, that was the main theme tune from Superman. John Williams was quite an epic American composer as far as some of the films that go. Anyway, bringing you back to Earth, we've now got a guy called William Grant Still. Now, he was born in 1895, and he was known as the Dean of African-American Composers. In 1931, he became the first black composer to form with a leading orchestra, and I think that was with the Rochester Philharmonic. Anyway, this piece is called Three Visions. It's the second section, and it's Summerland. There we go. That was William Grant Still. Now, next up, we've got Florence Beatrice Price. And this is her Symphony Number 3.
Thank you.
So if you just joined us, you're listening to The Classical Trap here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And tonight, The Classical Trap is showcasing American composers. So next up, it's James Horner, and this is A Gift of a Thistle. Short sweet, James Horner, A Gift on a Thistle. And now we've got Leonard Bernstein. This is Five Anniversaries, and it's the number fifth. And this is for Susanna Kyle, apparently. Okay. Again, short and sweet. So let's have something from George Gershwin next, shall we? So he started out writing in Broadway theatre works and Tin Pan Alley, stuff like that, with his brother Ira. He had a distinctive jazz classical study sort of style. And he actually wanted to move to Paris. And he was intending to study there with Nadia Boulanger, which we have featured previously on the female composers, if you listen regularly. But she refused to teach him because she thought that the classical studies would ruin his jazzical style. So he got he also then tried Maurice Ravel in Paris, but he also refused and said the same sort of thing. So he went back to Newell and... So then he wrote this piece, well, I'm just going to play now, Porky and Bess, with his brother Ira. It was initially a complete commercial failure, apparently, but later became one of the most important operas of the 20th century. It includes hits like Summertime, which you probably know. Anyway, this section is called the Jazbo Brown Blues. Great. If, like me, you love jazz and blues as well as classical, I mean, George Gershwin could just intertwine the three quite effortlessly. So, yeah, that was a piece from Porky and Bess. Next up, we've got John Adams, and this is Short Ride in a Fast Machine.
Thank you.
Right, so next up we've got the second part of three compositions from Amy Beach.
This is the all-new Plastic Free Classical Trap Show.
Hi, Raglan, Wayne, Super Value. Come in and check out our great specials with over 1,000 every week. If you are a gold card holder, every second Tuesday is for you. Present your card and receive an instant 5% discount on your purchases, including all existing specials. Our community cash grants are available to all local clubs and organisations. Our New Zealand Post and KiwiBank staff are here to help. We look forward to seeing you in store and being part of this great racking community.
Starting a landscaping project or just need ideas? Come and see us at Raglan Landscape Supplies. We have all the landscaping products you need. From stones to sleepers, sand to bark, drainage meters to builder's mix, pavers to compost. We even have a plant nursery. We deliver to your door. We have free customer loan trailers. We also hire out a post-hole borer, concrete mixer, compactor and water blaster.
Please check out our website, www.raglanlandscapesupplies.co.nz.
We are at 140 Tomato Road. Look for the big green wheelbarrow or ring 825 0577.
Ooh, jazz.
It's Webpaste here, your local web design and digital marketing experts. Cut out the trial and error and come to us with your next website build, online marketing campaign, or for some friendly advice. We offer the big agency service without the big agency price tag. So check out webpaste.co.nz for more information. That's webpaste.co.nz.
So, welcome back. You're listening to the Classical Trap here on 98.1 FM, and we're going through the American composers tonight. And next up, we've got Steve Reich. Now, he, born in 1936, he was very innovative, even. In the 60s, he started to really develop a sort of minimal type of playing with tape loops and things like that, which were really groundbreaking. So this piece is the fast section of the Mallet Quartet. Thank you. the very distinctive sound of Steve Reich, and that was his Mallet Quartet. So now we've got Howard Hanson, and this is his Piano Concerto in G Major.
Thank you.
There we go. That was Howard Hanson and John Cage in a landscape.
Classical Trap Show, nearly as heartwarming as finding your lost jangle.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. Anyway, welcome back. This is the Classical Trap on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and we are showcasing tonight the Americans. So we're now going to have something from Aaron Copland. Now, he was sort of quite keen and interested in American folk traditions, and I'm going to play you tonight a section 6 to 8 from his Appalachian Spring Ballet.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that. Section of Appalachian Spring. So now we've got a notturno for strings and harp from Arnold Schoenberg. So I hope you're enjoying the small little sections of American composers tonight on the classical trap. If you want to hear more, just let me know. Email me through at theclassicaltrap@gmail.com and maybe we can play a bit more. Next up, we got Walter Piston. Have you heard of Walter Piston? Well, I hadn't until recently, but there are just so many American composers out there that that's amazing stuff. This is in his Quintet for Wind Instruments. Thank you. Well, you can't say it's not varied tonight, can you?
Tony's Classical Trap Show every Monday, 7.30 till 9, and repeated on Thursdays, 4.30 till 6. Thank you.
Charles Ives, and that was his piano sonata number 2. So next up, it's Philip Glass, who is known for his repetitive structures, and it's a sort of minimalist style he has. In 1982, he wrote Glassworks, and this is a section called Opening.
Thank you.
So I should be able to just slip another couple in here. We've got Samuel Coleridge Taylor now, and this is his Small Concerto Opus 77. So, I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. Don't forget the rally's coming to town this Friday, whether you want it or not. It's still pretty amazing, I think, that our little town will be back on the world map once more. Anyway, keep the requests coming in. Email me on theclassicaltrap@gmail.com. Have a fab week. Hopefully we can do it all again next Monday. And I'm going to leave you tonight with Samuel Barber. Born in 1910, he wrote this piece, Adagio for Strings, in 1936. But in 67, he successfully adapted it to a choral work, which we're probably more familiar with today. So this is his Opus 11. So see you next week. Bye for now.